US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and China's Vice Premier are expected to be on the call. Neither have spoken about the agreement since it was signed at the White House in the middle of January. Since then, the global pandemic has seen the Trump administration accuse China of making the COVID-19 virus in a laboratory and failing to warn the world of its deadly nature. And with China importing less goods from America so far this year, despite its promise to buy an additional $200 billion worth, Trump has threatened to terminate the deal. With deteriorating relations, it's unclear how the Phase 1 deal will be implemented and whether the second phase of it will happen. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.